Welcome back, Mike Warren Thomas with Discover the Finger Lakes here at SaverLife.com. And I was out doing some hiking, taking some long walks this past week. And if you find some cool things, please send me a photo, send me a description, Michael at SaverLife.com. I found a beaver lodge, which maybe has been, people have known about this. I imagine other people have noticed it. It's not particularly well hidden. It's right near a bike path on the west side of the Genesee River, just south of 390. And there's all kinds of evidence of beaver working on trees in that area, mainly cottonwoods, large ones that are leaning over the river. And I kind of joked in an Instagram post that maybe these beaver are thinking they can dam the Genesee River, which, you know, is not going to happen. They are not going to be able to dam the river. But they are going to drop a whole bunch of cottonwoods into the river, and some of those will help protect their lodge, which is on the west bank of the river. Perhaps if some of these come down this winter, they'll help protect the lodge from some of the ice flows and things that will be going, you know, with spring thaw and things, springtime, perhaps potentially the most damaging time for their lodge. It appears to be active. I didn't see any beaver, but the river seldom freezes over, and they certainly have access to get in and out of their lodge pretty easily, and it looked like some trees were being worked on right now. Seemed to have fresh chips around them, and one of the two trees they seem to be working on is an oak tree, a red oak, so good luck to them with that. It's much harder than the cottonwood, and maybe it's better at sharpening their teeth, or actually wearing down their teeth. They have to gnaw on trees or their teeth will grow too long, as the teeth just keep growing. It's bizarre to contemplate as we are eating on things that that there's a mammal which has to gnaw on things to keep their teeth from growing too large and too long. It's crazy to think about. But fun to see these trees that the beaver are working on. And, you know, I'm no expert in beaver, but it appears to me their strategy is that they gnaw on these cottonwoods, maybe a third of it or so on the land side and sort of the opposite side of the way the tree is leaning. And many of these trees are leaning toward the river to get light, and these are the ones that the beavers seem to be targeting, and many of them. I didn't count how many. I took photos of about a dozen trees. There's easily two dozen trees. I'm almost sure, and maybe more than that if you start looking. And again, the bike path is very close to the river at that point, just south of, and Genesee Valley Park sort of looks across to the golf course at Genesee Valley Park. I'm not sure if that side of the river, the west side of the river, is officially part of the park or just maybe city-owned property and the bike trail is on that. But it is a pretty area and much less used than the bike path generally from Genesee Valley Park to Pittsford or Fairport, for example, where you tend to see more people. This section is definitely not used as much. I'm guessing you might be able to see the beaver working at some point. But don't really know. I'm going to try and go over there a few times and just maybe more mild days. But they may work on very cold days too. I have no idea. It's going to be fun to learn about more. A friend of mine, Chris Clemens from Exploring Upstate, sent me a link to a beaver organization, a not-for-profit based in Herkimer, New York. And so got to send them in some details, and maybe they'll know how long it's been since a beaver took up residence in the city of Rochester. I can't imagine that there have been many beaver in the last several hundred years in Rochester. It's really only recently that they've started to grow in number and show up around New York State in various places. Like the river otter and peregrine falcons and some of these other things that have, coyotes, bobcats. There are quite a few, and black bears for that matter. So there are quite a few of these mammals that have begun to come back. And I was figuring it might have been, it was more like 400 years since the beaver had set up lodges in, you know, in the city of Rochester. Because, you know, at that point, they would be trapping them. And I would guess that there probably weren't lots of them that were left in, we'll call them urban spaces and at that time, but you know, it was still kind of the Wild West here, but Rochester was a functioning city, and growing, certainly the 1800s. I'm actually not that familiar with Rochester's history from sort of the 1600s. What was going on here? But certainly the trappers and others were going through this area, so it'll be kind of interesting to try to figure out when the beaver were last in the city of Rochester, and maybe there have been some over the last few years or at some point. I don't know. I've noticed this activity on the trees, I think this spring maybe. There may have been a lodge last winter too, and I just didn't notice it. Although they certainly are working on more trees than I saw in the spring, and I'm not sure when I saw this work in the spring, you know, whether it was sort of late winter, early spring. Don't recall. I didn't take any photos of it at the time. I should have, and I could have figured out the timing. But if you've seen this and maybe you noticed them earlier, let me know when you started noticing the beaver being active along the river trail. Again, this is on the west side of the river. There are one of their favorite trees, I think, are alders, and there's a bunch of those near the University of Rochester and the pedestrian bridge. But haven't seen any activity there. But there are some areas that look like they'd be more conducive to a beaver dam or a beaver lodge than their current location, that are just, they're more protected with some of the silt and other things that have settled in the river, kind of just by the University of Rochester. There are shrubs and small trees now growing out in what was essentially the middle of the river, kind of, and it's possible beaver may have had a lodge there, or may build one there in the future. It will be interesting. Some of the creeks that go into the canal and into the river are something to watch in the future as perhaps the beaver expand in this area. It's fascinating to see and learn about how they build dams, what that does to the ecosystem. Generally, beaver dams cause problems for people sometimes, but for wildlife in general, they seem to be a very beneficial thing for many types of wildlife. And so it's probably a good thing that they're coming back, and we need to learn to adapt to them and to some degree, and to how they and why they build dams, It's going to be fun to watch. So I was a little reluctant to and wondering about posting or talking about it because I don't want someone to go and disturb the lodge and, you know, or do anything to affect the beaver that are there. But it's so close to the bike path that people, I'm sure, have noticed before this. Maybe they haven't posted about it. Maybe they have, and I just haven't seen it. But it's just so obvious that it's hard to miss when you're along the bike path. So let me know what you see over the course of the winter. Good to be outside in any season, but especially during the winter. And it's a way to make winter feel shorter, to appreciate how different it is outside during the winter. Bundle up. It was some wind chill of 7 degrees today, but you know, with enough layers and scarves and you know, get out and walking, you can stay warm. Maybe choose paths that are not as windy, depending on the day, and certainly paths that are not as icy. Watch out for some of the paths along the river, where the like the falls areas where there's a lot of mist and things coming up from the falls that can create some incredibly icy conditions on some of the trails. Very hard to see. I'm thinking about the Maplewood Park and some of those trails that go down to the river. So beware when you're out exploring. We were in Washington Grove a couple of weeks ago, and just there was very little going on. There were very few people. Didn't really notice much in the way of birds or animals, and sort of you have this feeling where someone's or something's watching you. We're walking along, and I turned to look back, and very still in a low tree limb. I don't think I've ever seen hawks this low. Was probably a red-tailed hawk. I'm not good with identification. I need to check with the birdhouse on Monroe Avenue. They'll probably be doing at some point raptor identification, podcast, Zoom, either on sometimes on Saturdays, sometimes on Tuesdays they do those. And so I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it was very close. We're only 20 feet away from it, and it was watching us, but it didn't move. And I hadn't noticed it, kind of blended in with the trees and shrubs and things there. And then watched it for a few minutes, and it eventually flew away. But then we were walking on the other end of Washington Grove. So this was over closer to the Water Authority and the school. We walked kind of a circle of trails with trails that crisscross in between them. And we're on the opposite end of the grove, right near the reservoir. And suddenly this hawk came by us totally silently, but only about 4 feet off the ground, and even closer, maybe 10 feet from us, kind of went by us and was ultimately trying to get a squirrel that was on a tree that it was lying on the ground, and missed the squirrel. I think actually we may have disturbed the squirrel enough that we saved its life. I'm not a huge squirrel fan. Love beaver, maybe not so much fond of squirrels. There are just so many of them. And trying to chase them out of our garage a few years ago made me appreciate them even less. But in any case, we probably did save the squirrel's life, at least making it more alert to the fact this to look around, and then this hawk was coming in. But it was so quiet, just cruising by at 4 feet. It was pretty cool to watch that. So let me know what you run into this winter as you're out exploring. Rochester has, and our area have, there's so many trails and parks and areas to explore. And some of this you may find in the city. I was at someone's visiting to drop something off for someone over in the South Wedge, and I probably saved a sparrow's life I just happened to walk up as a hawk was coming down to catch one of these. I'm assuming there were sparrows. It happened so quickly, I couldn't really see exactly what the hawk was in search of, but it was, you know, perhaps less than 10 feet away. I don't know, maybe 6 feet away. And I probably surprised the hawks and the hawk and the sparrows as much as they surprised me. But the hawk went back empty claws. So again, that was right in the South Wedge, right near South Avenue. And we have Merlins that live in the 19th Ward where we are. Not certain. I have to look up whether they migrate or not. I believe they do, because I don't tend to see them much during the winter, but they're kind of a small falcon, and it seems like their mode of catching prey is to do a lot of screaming while they're flying through a yard and try to scare the birds into moving. I'm not sure, but they make a lot of noise when they're flying. So, all kinds of interesting wildlife in the city, and hopefully we're outside more, and we'll see more of it this winter. This is our last broadcast of 2020. Thankfully, really, I doubt there are too many people that are will look back and see 2020 in hindsight and be at all sad to see the year leave and move on to 2021. I'm more than ready for 2021 to be here. Be careful this holiday season. You know, wear a mask. Stay as careful as you possibly can. Many people cannot because of work, and the numbers will probably continue to go up at area hospitals. And that is stressing the people that work there, that don't have the option of staying home, that have to report as nurses and janitors and doctors and radiologists and pharmacists and all kinds of positions that are under a tremendous amount of stress right now. So do what you can to reduce the potential for that stress. You may not be that worried about getting the coronavirus, but if you need that ICU bed in the near future, you may regret pushing the limits of what you think might be safe. So be careful, and that will help other people. And not just in your family, but in the hospitals that are, and EMTs and ambulance crews and everyone that's under so much stress right now. So be careful and enjoy this holiday season as best you can. We'll be back with the first broadcast of 2021 in a week. We do have one final broadcast this year. That's the Wine Show tomorrow at 9 a.m. So, have a wonderful holidays. We'll be back 9 a.m. tomorrow with The Grapevine.